friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Katie Kirk is giddy to be a grandma and shares the touching meaning behind grandson's name. Written by Julie Provost, read by Julie Provost. Journalist and former co-host of Today, Katie Kirk is now a grandma. She shared on Instagram that her daughter, Ellie Dabrowski, just gave birth to a baby boy. Ellie, 32, and her husband Mark welcomed 7-pound John Albert Dabrowski to the world on Saturday, March 23rd at 8:23 a.m. He will be called Jay in honor of his maternal grandfather. Albert is after Mark's maternal grandfather, the proud grandma writes in the caption. Becoming a grandma is a special blessing. Watching your child become a parent is an amazing milestone. To watch those little ones learn and grow will melt your heart. Katie Kirk already loves being a grandma, as you can see from the post on her website. The John is for all the Johns in Ellie's life. Her father, John Paul Monahan, her grandfather, John Martin Kirk, her Uncle Johnny, I've called him that since we were little, and her stepfather, John Paul Molnar. Her paternal grandfather was also John. The branches of our family are covered in J's, she writes, explaining more about the name. As she's mentioned in the Instagram post, Jay is after Ellie's father and Katie's late husband, who passed away from cancer in 1998. He would be so thrilled to meet his namesake, Katie said, referring to Jay Monahan. Honoring a child after a loved one who has passed away is quite incredible. They can live on through the next generation. You can feel Katie Kirk's excitement over becoming a grandma. She talks about how she's excited to watch baby Jay go through all the stages. I can't wait to take him to the beach, the library, get an ice cream cone, bring him to his first Broadway show, she writes. As far as what little Jay will call Katie, Go-Go, she said, after hearing a friend use that name. Seemed fitting because I'm like an energizer bunny, always on the go-go. Sounds like a perfect grandma name. Congratulations to the new family of three, and to Katie Kirk as she takes on the new role of grandma. It's truly a special time in their lives. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Proverbs 17:6.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the chaos of raising five babies, mom of quintuplets discovers she's pregnant again. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Julie Provost. Haley and Sean Ladner's five precious babies have just celebrated their first birthdays. And the couple is preparing for baby number six, which is expected in July. On February 16th, 2023, Haley and Sean welcome quintuplets. Adeline Elizabeth, Everly Rose, Mally Kate, and Magnolia May are identical little princesses, and Jake Easton is the girl's sweet brother. Dr. Rachel Morris, Associate Professor of Maternal Fetal Medicine at the University of Mississippi Medical Center, UMMC, shared at the time, reports of spontaneous quintuplets vary, but are about 1 in 60 million. Now that Haley and Sean Ladner have known one another since preschool and have mastered caring for five babies, another is on the way. Haley told Today, "We weren't trying, and I was on birth control. However, she suspects that she might have forgotten to take a birth control pill during the chaos of December, when three of the Quints were hospitalized for pneumonia. Haley took a pregnancy test soon after and was confident that the test would be negative. Haley wasn't ready to accept that she might be pregnant. For one thing, I was really, really tired, but I assumed it was just because I have five kids. Of course I'm tired, Haley said. So I just kind of chalked it up to that. When Haley told Sean about the positive pregnancy test, he was in denial as well. Haley shared with Today how Sean responded to the pregnancy test news. I was like, where are you going? Haley recalled Sean immediately putting on his jacket to leave, and he says, I'm going to get more tests. Haley told Today, laughing, well, of course, those were positive too. Haley and Sean Ladner have now embraced the news of another baby and are excited to welcome their sixth child, another baby girl, to the family. Fortunately, following the sickness of December, all the Ladner children are doing well. Jake will take his first steps any day, and the ladies are crawling everywhere. With about a 17-month difference in the age between the quintuplets and the next baby, Haley and Sean are bracing to be even busier than they are now. Haley expressed the couple's can-do spirit, saying, it was scary at first because they're going to be so close together in age. But if I can handle five, I can handle six, Haley said. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offering a reward from Him. Psalms 127:3.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.